Nestled among the major high-profile issues in the tax legislation are several provisions concerning the wine, beer, and spirits industries. One amendment to the Senate bill concerns how wines are named. As NPR's Monica Brady reports, the measure is intended to head off a dispute with America's European trading partners.
Many European immigrants to America in the early 1800s brought their winemaking traditions. A family of vintners from Burgundy, France, might have come with a vine cutting to grow the grapes they had cultivated for years. They named their wines after the regions in the old country that they came from, such as Port for the coast of Portugal, or Marsala for the town in West Sicily, Italy. But in the 1830s, when the first commercial use of these names was documented, there was no international trade in wines. Today, it's a whole different bottle of Burgundy, and Europeans, especially the French, want U.S. winemakers to stop using these semi-generic names which compete with their products. Enter the Senate tax bill. In it is an amendment championed by a small coalition of wineries who want to make regulations allowing the use of semi-generic names the law. Karen Ross, president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, says millions of dollars in consumer trust rest on these names.
There's 16 names that have been in the regulations since the mid-1930s, and there have been a number of markets that have been built on the ability to use those names. They're widely recognized by consumers. The last statistics that I saw indicate that the generic market is still about 25% of the consumption in this country, and so that still has important economic implications for growers and their communities.
But wine analysts say the importance of semi-generic wines, which are named after regions and not the variety of grape, is falling off. Today, many consumers favor wine which is identified by the vineyard and the grape, such as Merlot or Chardonnay. Still, for the companies that make semi-generic wines, such as Ernest and Giulio Gallo, it's a big business, and they want to hold on to their labels. They fear these rights will be traded away during talks under the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. By codifying the practices, U.S. negotiators would need congressional approval to put the issue on the table. Jagdish Bhagwati, a professor of economics at Columbia University and former advisor to the Director General of the GATT, says the provision in the Senate tax cut bill really won't guarantee winemakers the right to use the names.
They cannot certainly tie down the Europeans in the sense that the Europeans will then not get their way in this regard through, you know, negotiations at the trade level. But what they can do, and what they're entitled to do, and what they're likely to do almost certainly, is to take the matter up then to the WTO, the World Trade Organization.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office says it has no intention of trading away the right to use regional names, so the provision is unnecessary and not helpful. Clearly, winemakers don't trust trade negotiators to keep that promise. Karen Ross of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers.
There's some concern based on previous experiences that the wine industry has had is that in the overall scheme of products and issues that are discussed in trade, that wine is an easy one to trade away because it's smaller than other types of commodities or computers, for example.
To keep in the political game, vintners make campaign donations. The Center for Responsive Politics says in the 1996 elections, Ernest and Giulio Gallo and its employees gave about $189,000 in direct donations and $158,000 in soft money. But Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato from New York, who sponsored the amendment, was not a recipient of Gallo money or any donations from another big producer of semi-generic wine, Canandaigua Wine Company, based in New York. An official from the U.S. Trade Representative's office said the Clinton administration will not hold up the tax bill because of the wine provision, even though it resents the wine industry's attempt to meddle in trade matters. I'm Monica Brady in Washington.